Penguin Random House Audio presents Ask a Manager: How to Navigate Clueless Colleagues, Lunch-Stealing Bosses, and the Rest of Your Life at Work. This is the author, Allison Green. To M, who signed up for a lifetime of weird conversations. Introduction. More than a decade ago, I started a workplace advice column, Ask a Manager. At the time, I was working as the chief of staff for a nonprofit lobbying organization, and I kept seeing people make choices at work that didn't produce the outcomes they wanted. It occurred to me that people could use a place where they could get a manager's perspective on their work problems. And thus, Ask a Manager was born. I figured I'd mainly be answering questions about writing a resume, asking for a raise, adjusting to a new boss, and other basic aspects of having a job. Little did I know, I'd end up spending most of my time fielding much more nuanced questions about how to talk to each other at work. From what to say to a coworker who won't stop texting you, to what to do when you're allergic to a colleague's perfume, to how to deal with a boss who steals your lunch. Seriously. It turns out that our workplaces are full of people who are frustrated, hurt, or fed up, but aren't speaking up about it because they can't figure out what to say or even how to start the conversation. And when people don't know exactly how to say something at work, they often end up saying nothing at all, causing their irritation to fester and grow and leaving the problem unresolved. I know this because I now receive around 60 letters a day at Ask a Manager from people asking for help with workplace interactions ranging from the mundane...